Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can look for in our dark island skies. Christopher Phillips joins us on the line with his expertise. Welcome back, Christopher. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. For this week, stargazers, keep an eye out for Jupiter and Mars in the late night sky. Jupiter rises around 11:15 p.m. and Mars at around 1:30 a.m. The moon this week will be passing through its last quarter phase, which means a return to dark skies by the weekend.
And we have a name that we have not heard from in a little while on Stargazer. You have news relating to the Hubble Space Telescope.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about new telescopes recently, but it's the old Hubble that has been observing a distant star system known as WASP-3-9. The team using Hubble has been able to model the atmosphere of a giant planet in orbit around that star. In fact, this is one of the most complete studies of an exoplanet's atmosphere that has ever been performed.
And Hubble, that's a tiny telescope compared to these big ones on Earth. I'm assuming the way they did this was by being out in space, they just get a much better vantage point.
You get a lot better image quality out in space, and they also use that good old tool of the astronomer, spectroscopy, to get the data. The team watched as the planet orbited the star and observed the difference in the star's spectra as the planet passed by. This enabled them to determine what the planet's atmosphere was made of.
What's some of the data reveal?
Well, it turns out that this planet is very similar to our own Saturn. However, the chemicals in its atmosphere are very different, and it implies that the planet perhaps formed very far out in space and then migrated into a closer orbit.
Migrated like caribou or butterflies migrate? How does that work?
It sounds weird when you mention migration and planets, but when solar systems are forming, things can be very chaotic and planets can move around quite a bit. The reason we don't see this in our own solar system is because it's middle-aged, and so things have settled down quite a lot.
Well, thankfully, we wouldn't want things moving around all that much, would we? Well, another good report, and appreciate the heads up. It's Christopher Phillips, and thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.